Lord, I come, I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart.
Everybody. Nice to see you all here today. My name is Wayne Curry. I'm one of the elders here, and I'm here with the announcements for this morning. If you'd like to give today, there's an offering box in the back that you can put your tithes in. Another way is to give through e-transfers with the church's email address, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. Our children's nursery and ARC Sunday school will be dismissed after the singing time this morning. Sunday school for age 4 to grade 5 and nursery for infant to 3 years old. We continue to look for ARC teachers. There is a sign-up sheet at the Welcome Center. Youth group is on Wednesday, 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the church. Many of our home groups are beginning again, and they are listed on the church website also. Please see the website. Our annual meeting will happen right after soup and pie this morning. We will start by sharing what God has been doing in our lives in this past year. You will also find the annual reports in your mailbox or at the Welcome Center. We will be having soup and pie immediately following the church service this morning, so please stay for the fellowship. If you'd like prayer this morning, there'll be people stationed in the back corner that will pray for you. Thank you.
Do you feel the world is broken?
We do.
Do you feel the shadows deepen?
We do.
Do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through?
We do.
Do you wish that you could see it all made new? Growing. There's a new creation coming. It's the glory of the Lord to be waiting in our midst. Is it good that we remind ourselves of this? Is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave, he is David's root and the Lamb who died to ransom the stray. He is worthy. He is worthy. All blessings and honor and glory. Is he worthy of this? Does the Father truly love us?
He does.
Does the Spirit move among us? Does Jesus our Messiah hold forever those he loves?
He does.
Does our God intend to dwell again with us?
He does.
Is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave, he is David's root and the Lamb who died to ransom the stray. Every nation and tongue, he is made as a kingdom and priest to God, to reign with the Son. Is he worthy? Is he worthy of our blessings and honor and glory? Is he worthy? Is he worthy? He is worthy. His holy name.
Do you remember?
Jesus, you know, if you're looking below, that it's worse now than then. Oh, there's pushing and shouting, and it's crowding my mind. So for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking of you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. Lord, help me today, show me the way.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to come into our prayer time, our quiet time. Just a couple things. Two things. These are outside of anything else that happens today. These are two things to remember. One is it's Soup and Pie Sunday, and there's a lot of soup and there's a lot of desserts. So please stay. One thing that we have done a little differently this morning is I don't know if any of you have ventured anywhere toward our children's wing, but it's just to the left up here. We've done two different rows for soup and pie, so it'll be, or soup anyway, so it'll be easier to get through the lines, and then the dessert is in the back tables by the offices, and then you can come back and sit in here. The second thing is, so if you don't stay for anything else after the service, stay for soup and pie. But if you're more courageous than that, and you stay after soup and pie, we're going to have the annual meeting, and the first few minutes of the annual meeting is the best part of the annual meeting because it's the time we take a few moments just to allow people to express what God has done in their life in this last year. Boasting in God is the best thing that we can do. And so I invite you to be a part of those things. This morning, we're going to use Ephesians to guide our prayers. Let's pray. In adoration, Ephesians 3, 14 to 17, Paul writes, "When I think of all this, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and under the earth. I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. Let us come with this same attitude of complete surrender to God, falling to our knees, completely opening our hearts in trust to Christ, that he may be at home within us through his Spirit. In adoration, express your love and commitment to our strong and glorious God." Confession, Ephesians 4, 17 to 24. "Live no longer as the Gentiles do, for they're hopelessly confused. Their minds are full of darkness. They wander far from the life God gives. This isn't what you learned about Christ. Throw off your old sinful nature and former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. Let us come and ask the Spirit to renew our hearts and minds. We're constantly being pulled to our old nature, bombarded by the confused and corrupted way of the world. Let's confess our sins so that we can put on the new nature of righteousness and holiness that God gives us." Thanksgiving. Paul writes in chapter 1, verse 6 to 11, "So we praise God for the glorious grace he has poured out on us who belong to his dear Son. He's so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his Son and forgave our sins. He showered his kindness on us along with all wisdom and understanding. Furthermore, because we're united with Christ, we received an inheritance from God, for he chose us in advance and makes everything work out according to his plan. Let's be thankful for the ways in which God has richly showed his kindness to us this week. We can completely rest in the kindness of God and in faith trust that he will work everything out in our lives." Supplication, verse 6, 10 to 12, 19. "Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so you'll be able to stand firm against the strategies of the devil. For we're not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in the dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. We're called to be a people of prayer. This is how we fight in the spiritual world, for ourselves and on behalf of others. Let us bring our requests before our God, who listens and longs to be our deliverer." We pray for Corrine and Isaac, for Cynthia and Jill, Gloria and Jerry, for Vicky's health, for Rita and Brian, for Jackie's family, for Lou's healing and health. And then some of the places around the world: Qatar, Romania, Israel, Gaza, Palestine, Ukraine. We pray for peace in these lands. Russia as well. For Canada and United States, We pray for healing in our land. And then all the unspoken requests, the things that we cannot fix, the things that are too great for us to carry, even these we give to you, our good and great God, who can take these like no one else. Come and meet us, Lord Jesus. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus has taught us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
Proverbs 3:1-12. My child, never forget the things I have taught you. Store my commands in your heart. If you do this, you will live many years, and your life will be satisfying. Never let loyalty and kindness leave you. Tie them around your neck as a reminder. Write them deep within your heart. Then you will find favor with both God and people, and you will earn a good reputation. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Then you will have healing for your body and strength for your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything you produce. Then he will fill your barns with grain and your vats with overflow with good wine. My child, don't reject the Lord's discipline, and don't be upset when he corrects you. For the Lord corrects those he loves, just as a father corrects a child in whom he delights. Amen.
Amen. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns. Unending love, amazing grace. The Lord has promised good to me. His word, my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. My chains are gone, set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rains. Unending love, amazing grace. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rains. Unending love, amazing grace. Shall soon dissolve like snow. The sun forbear to shine. But God, who called me here below, will be forever mine. Will be forever mine. You are forever.